I got my buddies Lil Queen Trash Mouth and Hot Diggity in the studio here. You're in the cab with Dream Queen. Thank you so much for rolling. You guys, we got to get out of this place. This is the last thing we ever do.
Yeah, it might be the last thing we ever do.
It'd be real hot to climb the wall now, too.
Yeah, yeah.
I got those mittens, you know, for the grill, like the insulated mittens.
Yes.
So I'm putting those on. They got kind of a tacky bottom too. Spider-Man up that joint.
There you go. Yeah, we need to start doing like our fence hopping classes.
It's really time.
The time is super right now.
Oh, y'all. So Hot Diggity is going to be back on the radio this evening. Hot Diggity show is called Welcome to Heck. It's on 5 to 7 p.m. on Saturdays. And my other guest, Little Queen Trash Mouth, was on yesterday morning, kicking the knowledge from 10 to noon with the Hatch Attack Hours. Y'all got anything you want to say about yourselves or your show before we dig in?
I'm probably going to keep talking about this. I don't think we can get through everything in an hour, and I have my own spiraling thoughts that I just want to release into the void. We're probably going to keep talking about this on my show tonight. So if you're looking for like an unofficial part two, tune in tonight, and I will have many things to say.
Yes. Share the void. Let's just
I'm going to keep screaming into the void until the void screams back. You know? Here we are.
You know, we just met yesterday for our little breakfast kiki, which we do, and took some notes, but they were very loose notes about things that we might want to chat about today in the world. I didn't know where to start, so when you came in and dropped your things, and I asked you one question, and you found an answer to something else, why don't we just start there where we're at? Little Queen Dress Mouth, you're the chief in charge of but were we talking about Gideon right now?
Yeah, but it's both. I mean, they work together. Again, here comes my...
Different head, same Hydra.
Very elementary level explanation of tech and how it works, which I don't understand. So it's super fun when I do this. So Oracle, which is the David Ellison CIA-backed server, hosts the Palantir software, right? The Palantir software integrates all the information from all the different places. And then now we have Gideon, which is an AI that is combing the Palantir software that lives at the Oracle database for problematic activity.
Okay, so I'm making a tree.
It's like Russian nesting dolls. On my notepaper.
It's like nesting dolls. A little bit.
Oh boy.
Okay.
But not fun.
Mm-mm.
So
or cute.
Oracle hosts Palantir, which owns Gideon. No.
Backs Gideon,
which is an AI.
Which is an AI that will be then combing the Palantir for, quote, threat detection, is what they're saying.
For threat detection. Yeah. And this came across my feeds last night that this is going to affect people who use ChatGPT and the AI services for all kinds of things, including therapy. Like I didn't realize how many people use ChatGPT as therapy.
Dude, it's frightening, but it also like it totally tracks at the same time. When you live in a country where, like, I just sort of dealt with a situation like this. It didn't lead me to like looking for mental health advice from ChatGPT. I didn't quite go that far. I also have like a big thing against AI. Anyone who knows me knows that. But I was talking to someone recently about like mental health help, and they were like, oh, it's just so hard. Like, you know, you go in to like see a therapist if you even have the time or money to just go see a therapist. Turns out the therapist doesn't take your kind of insurance. Then you have to shop around. Who has the time or money to shop around when we're talking about mental health? They make it so inaccessible in this country. Of course, people are turning to ChatGPT.
Yeah.
Someone else to talk to about someone who's smarter. Of course, people are doing that. And it's terrifying because, as we've talked about before, people who use ChatGPT like regularly for like everyday questions are starting to develop a sort of psychosis.
And brain atrophy.
Yes, because your brain is no longer functioning. You're letting someone else, something else, do all the functioning. But anyway, that was my time.
My void is your void, please.
It's just so, it's so scary. Yeah. It's also.
It's really sad. I mean, like, and people are really leaning on it for, like, relationships. Mm-hmm. You know, I was talking about the, when they upgraded from the 4.0 to the 5, you know, and then folks online, AI girlfriends and boyfriends and partners and things were becoming more cold and less responsive because the programmers thought that people were becoming unhealthily attached to their internet relationships. So they actually made them more cold. So then the people were like,
Withholding partners.
Like, yeah, withholding. Yeah. And then they were like, well, I have to break up with you and you should find a person in real life. I'm like, dang, like you just logged on this morning and now the personality that you're leaning on just basically cold dumped you overnight. And I don't know, if my stuffed animal just wasn't there no more.
That's
just cold, bro. Yeah. Like, people know that they were talking to a robot. That's how y'all set it up. You know, like, just let them have it. I don't see your face. I mean, I don't know. I was about to say I'm not into it, but maybe I am.
I don't know. I just think we could be doing better.
Of course we could. Yes.
Always. So, and again, we're AIs.
Yeah. Okay. So yes,
I'd rather have AI lovers than the AI cops. So yeah, tell
but
me
that's where it's all the same.
It's all the same.
That's where Japan comes in with the love bots.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. They're making them more humanistic with the human
doing
bits
it already. We'll
so
talk
you want
about it later.
Me to play this sound bit?
Do you want to play the clip? You want to set it up for us?
I think as soon as I click this, it's gonna go.
Okay.
This is Aaron Cohen appearing on Fox News talking about Gideon. Aaron Cohen is the creator of Gideon.
Correct. I am now about to launch Gideon, America's first ever AI threat detection platform built specifically for law enforcement. It scrapes the internet 24/7 using an Israeli-grade ontology to pull specific threat language and then routes it to local law enforcement. It's a 24/7 detective. It never sleeps, and it's going to get us in front of these attacks.
Would it have picked up on this, do you think?
100%. I wish my program would already be up. We're not launching until next week. I've got a dozen agencies on board, Trace. I just unloaded a major Northeast agency with over 2,700 sworn. This is America's early warning system.
Oh. Whoa. Now, when did that come out? Yesterday?
2 days ago.
Two days ago. Y'all got 5 days to stop talking to your phone.
Pretty much, yeah.
Leave it in another room? Leave it in your car at night?
In the Oreo.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Like, can we
let
go
the coyotes
back?
Have it.
Dude, let's just go back to carrier pigeons. Yeah. Like, this is wild.
Next week.
24/7. That's
this week, because it's the weekend, basically, so.
So that was our morning, you guys. Welcome to In the Cab.
Welcome
this
to
is
the
how
spiral.
We roll.
Yeah, bro.
can I read a little bit? Because you know I like going to actual websites and
my
reading.
My void is your void.
Reading in their own words. It's my favorite.
Oh, is this from the Gideon website?
Yes, it is.
Oh, geez.
This is from GideonDefense.com. Our mission. At Gideon Defense, our mission is rooted in faith, service, and unwavering commitment to those who safeguard our national security. Guided by principles of integrity, excellence, and resilience, we provide innovative solutions to the U.S. Department of Defense, intelligence community, law enforcement, and our commercial partners, who we don't know who those are. Mm-hmm. We believe in honoring our nation and those who defend it by delivering cutting-edge technology, AI-driven capabilities, and mission-critical services that enhance operational readiness and national security. Through faith and purpose, we stand ready to serve, innovate, and protect. Two mentions of faith in there, which seems weird to me.
The fact that it was like the first thing.
Mm-hmm. Right, and again, this is...
Faith in white Jesus.
And
it's
this
an Israeli developed tech.
Oh, right. So oh, right. How did I forget that?
Zionist faith back.
I can't wait till the two of them go at each other, though. I mean, I keep talking about this. Like, anybody, if they even look at each other's religions, like, the Christian nationalists don't really support the Jewish faith.
No.
No, but they support the Zionist project.
They support the Zionist project.
Well, also, another thing, too.
At the end of the day, is it doesn't even matter about religion because it's about money.
I don't like the picture of these super soldiers that are just there.
Don't get me started on CRISPR. That is terrifying. Yeah, yeah, the super soldiers. It also just makes me think, you know, I'm like, why y'all rush into a red light?
Don't say Russian.
But you know,
say it this week.
But you know what I mean. Like, why are we this like arms race of sorts to like get to the second coming, like the end of the? I'm like, why? Why y'all rush? Come on.
Another weird thing here. Strategic focus areas. Scrolling down to the last one, they say.
Oh, no.
Program management and acquisition support, but then it's defined as delivering strategic oversight, life cycle management, and compliance for complex defense programs to ensure mission success.
What life cycle of what?
Like, the mission or the people that you're missioning?
That's what I'm wondering.
I am also wondering the same
Which
thing.
Which one?
Whose life cycles? Y'all heard about, you know, on top of this is the Beverly Hills Unified School District. What was this? This came out on the 27th, so 2 days ago. And I've seen it everywhere, but just what I'm about to reference comes from CBS News, LA, the local news sector, that Beverly Hills School District officials on Tuesday voted yes on a proposal that they hope will fight anti-Semitism by flying the Israeli flag on all campuses and district facilities. All campuses. I thought it was one school, but it's all
guys
campuses. They initially proclaimed support for the resolution during their last meeting on August 5th, but decided to wait for a vote until they could make some revisions. And the resolution passed 3-2, which was met with strong reaction from members of the public who had gathered for Tuesday night's meeting. And it's just interesting that so many things are passing in our society that are opposed by the public. And we run across that here in New Mexico a lot lately. A lot of the climate stuff, the water, you know, and the fracking.
Yeah.
I mean, people are the thing in Santa Fe with the unhoused people, you know, like it's like they come into these
meetings. Pete's Place thing.
Pete's Place. Yeah. They come into these meetings. They're like, okay, we're going to hear from the community, but we already voted.
Yeah, they do it in front of the public so they can say that, like, oh, well, we did it by the book because you were here. And it's like, that's not how that works.
Well, they're saying that it's, you know, against hate crimes because it's such a majority Jewish area there in Beverly Hills that it's supposed to help, you know, stem.
Funny because
hate crimes. There's a lot of hate crimes going on.
When hate crimes against Asian populations went up, did we start flying the Chinese flag over?
Don't say China.
But like for real.
Yeah.
This isn't.
Absolutely.
Y'all talking too much communism, socialism.
I have three more days before this. So I've also, I don't even know how I got on this website, which is always fun. I think I accidentally clicked it, but I accidentally clicked the creator of Gideon's personal website, which is the AaronCohenShow.com. You can make like GoFundMe style donations to it.
How dare there. You?
Support the Gideon Mission threat detection system that stops the next attack.
You know there are so many bootlickers out there who are like, take my money.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Help us build the first real-time threat protection engine for law enforcement and schools.
It's going to come for you too, man. It's going to come
Gideon
for you too.
Here we go. Gideon is an AI-powered system that scans the open web, Reddit, Discord, gaming charts, fringe blogs, and flags the signs of violent attacks before they happen. Grievance buildup, martyrdom language, tactical planning, school scouting, extremist indoctrination. These patterns show up again and again before shootings, but there's never been a system to catch them in real time now.
Hello.
No.
I mean, I use martyrdom language.
I mean, I was about to say, there's so much.
This room's looking a little hot right now.
Listen, that's what I told you. Okay, excuse us while we go to music. I can't even play anything on the music list.
Bro, my music list is getting cut in half now.
The next song is Hey Rich People, we're gonna eat you.
And then his other, I can't even, with the other products you can buy on his website.
No.
A signed copy of his book, Brotherhood of Warriors, Behind Enemy Lines with a Commando and one of the world's most elite counterterrorism units. And again, he's an IDF veteran. Aaron Cohen's Israeli Behavioral Detection Officer Certification course for $200. Or you can take Aaron Cohen's Intro to Israeli Style Security Certification training package for $350 on his website.
Well, good thing everybody in America is going to be poor here pretty soon because they ain't going to be able to afford these classes. I'd be more worried if he was giving them out for free.
Who's got right, yeah. But of course.
You don't make me pay you to train me to be a tool of the state. No, that goes the other way.
Of the Israeli state, not even our own state.
We're unified for now. We flying it tip to tip, remember? Last year we were just looking at Benny and they had the two flagpoles touching. They still giving those away for free on YouTube. You know?
I don't want any state watching anyone. No. Right? So, but for those who, America, Patriot, I'm like, this should be infuriating you. This is a foreign government created, backed, 24/7 detective, as they call it, that is about to be watching you all the time. How free you feeling right now?
Yeah.
But because we created them. I know. We helped with that. So it's kind of the same, isn't it? It's
people make, and as they kind of should, Israel and America are akin to one another because they are essentially the same entity. Right. Just different locations.
Until they decide they don't want to be.
Until they decide they don't.
That's the thing. Is like, sure,
they
okay.
have nuclear. They have
I've
nuclear
seen
weapons.
Game of Thrones.
Yeah, we know how this goes.
I know how this works. I do find it interesting. Sorry, because I just had to deep dive into all the things in the 6 minutes that I had to get all this. Peter Thiel has an announcement that he made from his personal website, again, peterthiel.com, today. The launch of Gideon, an AI-driven threat detection platform designed for U.S. law enforcement, signals the entry into an era of algorithmic pre-crime policing developed by former Israeli Defense Forces operator Aaron Cohen. Gideon leverages continuous internet scraping, behavioral profiling, and advanced ontologies. I don't even know what that word means.
I'll look it up
one modeled on Israeli counterterrorism frameworks. Mm. Its debut, framed in the aftermath of a tragic school shooting, suggests the weaponization of fear and trauma to normalize surveillance practices that resemble a fusion of Palantir-style data analytics with the fictional dystopia of Minority Report. Basically, Peter Thiel just released a statement being like, it wasn't, the shooting in Minnesota was not a false flag, and no, we are not doing Minority Report. Feels like it.
Yeah.
Feels like your words don't mean what you're actually saying.
Yeah.
So ontology, according to Wikipedia, is the philosophical study of being.
Philosophical. Now
it is traditionally understood as the subdiscipline of metaphysics focused on the most general features of reality.
Great.
So they're coming after the hippies too.
Oh yeah.
The most general features of reality. What are these words?
Well, and of course they're going to keep it as like broad as
because
possible.
We're living in these people's ideology of their supremacist notions of what the world should look like.
Bro.
You know, these are people who think that wealth defines the quality of a human being according to God or no God, whether it's survival of the fittest or divine providence, that if you can, you know, have the most wealth and dominate the most people, then you are the most fit. And then we create superhumans based on that genetic eugenics. All of that stuff is based upon, you know, all of this. So it tracks with what they're into.
I would really love if all the people who were like, oh, well, if you were worthy enough of having money, then you would have it.
Then give it to me.
I'm like, baby. You work one of my shifts, okay? Right. You tell me how good you feel about that money now.
Well, that's what we were talking about Jesse Owens and the and you know, we were look at little Queen Charisma's face.
Spiral.
Peter Thiel has an entire tab on his website that's just titled Conspiracy and is a roundup of things that Peter Thiel believes to be conspiracies, I think. I don't know, but it's wild. There is a headline of Donald Trump, I think, with his kids, right? Next to Epstein.
Yeah.
And the caption is, a loving father introducing his children to a convicted sex trafficker. That's a conspiracy, according
to Peter.
Yeah.
Release the files.
What is this?
Peasants want more jobs to make ends meet. And then the caption on this one says, just a bunch of ants with an ant emoji.
Okay.
All right.
Increase the cost of living. Force the peasants to work more jobs to make ends meet, to control their minds and time. They don't deserve time to create power.
This is real?
This is real. Yeah. This is on his website, right. PeterTeal.com.
And remind people who Peter Thiel is.
The founder of Palantir. And he's one of the original members of the PayPal Mafia, right, as they're called.
Yep.
And then he broke off and founded Palantir, which is this integrative software.
He and Alex Karp, I believe. Who? Can we talk about Alex Karp for a second?
Who doesn't have phones in his house?
Yes. Who does not have phones or technology in his house? He is the CEO of Palantir. This man understands what his technologies and systems are capable of, and he is staying the F away from all of it.
It's for us. It's just for us.
It's just for us. Just the ants. Man, we gotta do something about these grasshoppers, though. Like, for real.
And also, according to Wikipedia, Peter Thiel is currently estimated net worth as of May 2025 is $20.8 billion.
Guillotines.
So he's only the
he's not.
103rd richest individual in the world. I want to know who the number 1, 2, 3, and 5.
One is Elon Musk.
He's the richest one.
Yeah. Larry Ellison became number 2 after the Skydance Media, CIA, Paramount merger, all that went through. He became number 2 for a minute. I don't know if it stayed because it fluctuates.
And then
right?
It's been between Bezos and Zuckerberg, right?
For three. Yeah, I think
they've
at the
been
time when
switching.
When Ellison
places.
Became number 2, it was Zuckerberg. He ousted from 2 at that point. And that was what, in May or whenever? May, June? Sometime this year, summer when I did that show. Can I just share another conspiracy?
Yes.
Peter Thiel's conspiracy. All right,
but then we're going to switch because there's already been a half an hour from this horror.
Well, I know, but this is a fun, fun switch because, the internet rumors we all.
We were not going to have the internet.
Okay, but this one says, this is again on the conspiracy tab of Peter Thiel's page.
So is this. I saw it last night, and I don't think we can say it. Can we say it?
I mean, you can say that the internet is talking about it.
The internet is saying it, but
there's no
proof.
And again, this is on a conspiracy page. I want to be very clear. However, this is on Peter Thiel's conspiracy tab. There is an article here that came out today. Labeled
conspiracy.
If Trump dies, Vance Thiel Musk will 100% sure start faking him with AI.
Stop it.
What?
That's one of the conspiracies that Peter Thiel felt the need to debunk today for some reason.
Yeah, because last night the internet blew up. Like, I got home after hanging out. Madrid Food Program distribution Friday evenings, 5 to 7. It's hot meals and open pantry.
And games.
And we chill out and chit-chat. And we were over there last night. We had quesadillas. And when I got home from that, I opened up my Instagrams. Actually, after I was a good person and did my musical playlist, and I saw that, like, did he? And I think it was because the predictions were rolling.
Wait, wasn't he supposed to?
They were around August 29th.
Yeah, yeah.
And no one saw him yesterday.
Nobody saw him for a day because
J.D.
Grandpa
Vance
needed a rest.
Said something weird about something tragic happening to the term.
Yeah.
Like, there was a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
But it's...
And that he doesn't have any appointments this weekend. So it's like Grandpa needed a rest. It's been a busy week.
Yeah, he's taking a long sleep.
We can manifest for the things that we deserve and desire. hair. And again, I've said for a long time.
I love it when you talk witchy like this.
I've said since 2016, since the first round, I was like, I believe it's Peter Pan rules with him. I really think if we got enough people to say, I do not believe in him at the exact same time, he might die. I believe it.
Did it happen?
I mean,
I don't know.
He's so ego driven. Like, why not?
Little Boo Boo Baby Vance is acting all strange.
Start getting all like thinner. He will become less substantial.
Yes.
It's like in Back to the Future. I'm disappearing. Mm-hmm.
Well, this is my thing. Let's bring in Gavin Newsom. None of this is on our list, by the way, folks. Like, we made bullet points yesterday morning.
We are branching.
Palantir was. Yeah. Well, we're riffing here. But what was I about to say?
Vance.
And
about Vance?
No, Newsom.
Newsom. Hey.
Let's bring in Newsom and how his becoming. I feel like we're in a time slip. Like, he's riffing off of Trump so hard right now that he is actually becoming Trump. Yes. Like he's got hats and shirts.
These sassy tweets. I'm like, it's not funny. It's not cute. It's just normalizing this same type of talk. Uh-huh. Like, stop it.
Yeah.
And then again, I told you yesterday at breakfast, I was like, no, he's literally making MAGA merch that says, Make America Gavin Again.
Yeah, what's the website that you were on?
I did a Google search for Gavin Newsom merch, and it came.
Gavin
I don't even use it anymore. But it's
we can't say ice. Like, there's a lot of words that are English that we can't use anymore. No, it's it's the Campaign for Democracy.
Everyone just start talking like Labubu.
How's Labubu sound?
I don't know. Just like ever make everything sound like, oh, Labubu, I'm feeling very Delulu today.
All I can see here is store.gavinnewsom.com, and they're like the little icon in the top left hand corner says Campaign for Democracy. And we're looking at some of the feature products now. For those who are tuning in right now, you don't really do the socials or whatever, you haven't heard about what is going on between the war between Trump and Newsom. And I don't even think I call it a war, because his people can't compete. Like, Gavin's team is rapid fire doing a mockery of Trump, and all of his ways he talks, the way he tweets, the style that he comes in with. And so we have on store.gavinnewsom.com, and all you have to do is type in any search engine Gavin Newsom merch, and we have the red hats. Newsom was right about everything. Red trucker cap. He's got a Chosen One t-shirt, which is a unisex white tee with Hulk Hogan and angel wings.
Oh, right. I forgot about that one.
Kid Rock and Tucker Carlson laying hands on a praying Gavin Newsom.
Because he's the new Trump.
Yeah. And
why?
Trump is not hot is a t-shirt.
Real Patriot. The red hat says Real Patriot.
Real Patriot.
And then your flags that say Make America Gavin Again.
Yeah.
Which makes no sense, by the way. That's even more meaningless than the original MAGA.
Like, why bolster some, like, personality identity situation that you're having? Why bolster that at the end of the world?
They were just to go low, go low.
Patriot Shop is what
the Patriot Store is called. The Patriot Shop.
And it says the greatest merchandise ever made.
Yeah.
So he's trumping in a different direction.
He's trumping
but
Trump.
Is it a different direction?
Yeah.
Is it a different direction when this is the governor that stood in photo ops throwing away people's personal belongings and sweeping housing encampments? Is it different?
He's just a different shade.
And he's like, this is my real hair, I think is one of his quips in a photo or a meme or something. And this is where I said, I feel like I'm in a literal real-time CERN time slip.
Yeah.
It's like being awake during surgery right now. Like, you know, they are the same in so many ways. But Gavin Newsom could be, if you're into that sort of thing, arguably younger, good looking, more charismatic.
Quote liberal,
however, still holds many of the same conservative values, like anti-homelessness, anti-trans.
Yeah. When I hear liberal now, I just hear closeted fascist.
Mm. Yeah, or at least fascist enabler.
Yeah, at minimum. At minimum.
Centrist, like, at best.
Yeah. When people are like, ooh, I'm a liberal, I'm like, okay, so you're still on their side, is what you're saying. Let's be clear about where we all stand here. You want the advantage of making people think that you care about people, but you don't want to do anything to actually care about people. You just want people to think you care.
What is it? It's like I don't want the gay homeless person to die because they're gay. I want them to die because they're homeless.
Yes.
Is the liberal. Yes. Yeah. 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 I've seen that in tweets and such summed up that way. I'm like, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I would like to switch into some Labor Day stuff. I mean, our lists are long, but, quit your job if you work for ICE.
Yep.
Or the police or any of these. Mm-hmm. If you're feeling conscientious, objective feelings,
do it.
Just lean in. Write in. Lean into it, okay?
There are organizations who help with people who feel that way.
There are lawyers there. You know about it. And then you...
And blow that whistle.
Blow the whistle. Tweet, tweet, tweet. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is, if we flood this system with our real thoughts and compassionate feelings, they can't get us all.
Too much information.
We'll break the system.
Inundate.
So, you know, there's already over only a handful of people that are willing to do these crap jobs and people quitting every day in the National Guard and all of these things. And AI is not perfect. And we can really, I think most of us do not want to be getting kidnapped for our personal views.
And I actually want to add, as well as like ICE, National Guard, police, like quit your job. Also, people who are paid to train AI, quit your job.
Yeah.
Quit your job. You are literally training a predator. You are never going to stop being the prey. You are just training it how to find you better. This is crazy.
So what do we want to jump on? I was talking about some labor events that are happening this weekend. You had a line of the PSL event. Do you have a flyer up for that on your phone? Or I think you sent me a photo of it. I can do that. You want to talk a little bit about it while I grab
the details? Yeah, it's the Workers Over Billionaires is the name of the demonstration. There'll be a march. There's one in Albuquerque. There's also one in Santa Fe. The Santa Fe one starts at 10 a.m. at the Roundhouse. The Albuquerque one, I think, is 9 to 11 at Civic Plaza down in Albuquerque.
So we should go.
To one of them. We should go.
Yeah.
For your birthday.
Yeah.
You guys sure know how to have fun.
Birthday protest.
Yeah, birthday protesting in the name of Workers Over Billionaires. Actually, yeah, 100%.
Okay, I'm no longer upset that Labor Day is on my birthday this year. Usually that was like very upsetting thing for me that they coincided, but
yeah,
this year feels pretty good.
And then you read the one here, right?
Well, I see Monday, September 1st, we are proud to be joining unions, immigrant justice groups, and organizations for Palestinian liberation to say Workers Over Billionaires. And this is from the Albuquerque PSO.
Nice.
Billionaires are ruining our lives, and it's time the workers fight back. Workers, not billionaires, make society run. If we don't show up to work, nothing happens. So that's Monday at 9 a.m. at the Civic Plaza.
And then the one here is being hosted by the Santa Fe DSA, Veterans for Peace, Santa Fe Now, Santa Fe Dems, and Indivisible Santa Fe. And that's at the Roundhouse in Santa Fe, Labor Day Rally for Collective Action, September 1st, 10 a.m.
Right on. And I also want to throw out for my D.C. listeners and the people on the front lines in D.C., there are some events going on out there, too. One place that I started following on Instagram, and if you can go to their website, flare.org, Flare for Liberation and Resistance Everywhere. They're an entirely volunteer-powered movement located mere blocks from the Capitol in Washington, D.C. Our Resistance Action Center is the only continuously operating 24/7 effort to dismantle the 47th president's fascist regime. Take that, Gideon. We got 24/7 surveillance, too. As a nonviolent anti-fascist collective working toward and beyond the impeachment, conviction, and removal of Donald Trump, we fight for liberation everywhere. Stop by and see us anytime at the white tents in front of Union Station. So they're sponsoring, they're organizing or advertising some events on the 1st, 4 p.m. is a protest at the D.C. National Labor Relations Board headquarters.
Yep.
And then there's a Veterans March that starts at 7:30 a.m. Good gosh. You know, I love y'all. The elders, they be up early. I don't get up, take my meds, and I don't get out there. Not to tease, I love you. Thank you for your service. 9 a.m. is the Handmaid's Ensemble. This is nice. On the 2nd. And then at 10 a.m. is the Congress Crackdown Flood the Halls. And at 4 p.m. is a protest at the White House. That's on the 2nd. And then on the 3rd is a Congress Crackdown Flood the Halls at 10. 4 p.m. is a protest at the American Israel Public Affairs Committee headquarters. If you go to...
That's APAC.
Is that APAC?
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you want to go ahead and do any actions, just look around your local area because it's a big weekend for that. Because why do we celebrate Labor Day? Free hot dogs and mattress sales?
No.
Trucks?
No.
Free flags?
No. Candy. 8-hour work days, weekends, paid time off.
Yep.
Child labor laws, which all the things we're walking back right now. Yep. But don't, again, as I like to remind people on my show, cool. You want to know what workers were doing before we had these rights to unionize and had an 8-hour work day?
We were showing up at your house, babe.
Showing up to the boss's house.
Oh, we were showing up at your house.
In mass, so there you go.
Maybe should we go back? We should have a seance.
They're going back. Should we go back?
Yeah, that's what's going
to
happen.
That's what's happening. We should have a seance and bring in these old mining spirits of the ghosts of Madrid. Put them to some work. You know, they just hovering around at the mine shaft. Like,
I think of a couple doors I'd send them to.
Where's Aragorn at? We need to reforge the pick. Yes. Yeah. Okay, like, somebody reforge.
Yeah, like, for real.
Call in the spirits of the miners and ask them to fight for us and release them from their bondage. The other thing I wanted to say about, sorry, I'm a nerd.
That was really good.
I saw this thing the other day on, the only thing I watched, the reels, and it was a Lord of the Rings page that I follow, and I was like, am I for a Lord of the Rings remake? Absolutely not. And it's like, what if it was the Muppets? It's like, tell me more.
Yes!
And Aragorn's the only, right? And then isn't the one where it's like,
he's
redo
the, only
the
Lord
human. Of the Rings and bring Viggo Mortensen back to still play Aragorn, and he's the only human. And I'm like, yeah, no notes.
That would be great.
100% would watch.
Would watch
every day.
Yeah, for real.
Maybe as many times or more as I've seen the original, which is way over 100.
Okay, so they need to do that. I'm sold.
When they put me in my little fluid pod and connect me to as a human battery.
Hook me up to my shows.
Just hook me up. Just put on Xena, Lord of the Rings. Like, I'll comply. Let's talk about the conditions of my compliance. I mean,
I don't think I have any.
They'll write you into my simulation, and I just won't have to miss you, comrade.
I don't even think I'm getting to the second location. I intend on being such a problem.
Stop it! You cannot say these martyry things.
I can until
three more days. 3 days, baby. We're gonna take every second of it.
That's the one that I felt called out. Like, oh, martyrdom language. Damn.
You're like, oh, that's me.
I can't even be that's my morose favorite kind. About this. You're gonna love it. One more thing that's going on is, and I missed, is the State of Emergency DC press conference.
Oh.
That's going to be at DC Superior Court, 500 Indiana Avenue Northwest, September 1st at noon. So there are some events going on out there if you want to participate in liberation movement out in the streets. Please be safe.
Wear a mask. In these streets for, again, hiding from the surveillance tech and also just because COVID still exists.
I know that it is warm out there, but please cover your tattoos.
Mm-hmm.
Cover your tattoos. Wear sunglasses. Wear a hat. Again, I know it's hot, but we would rather that the surveillance state maybe doesn't have an exact map of your face and your tattoos yet, you know? Because this is real. There are stingrays at every single protest right now. Faraday bags don't really do much. If you can, try to leave your phone in the car. Do not go alone. go with someone else, at least one other person, make a plan for where you're going to meet if you get separated. Do not wear logos or imagery on your clothing as blank as possible. And carry a backpack with water.
Yeah. Umbrellas. Too.
Umbrellas as well are great.
For hiding from yeah. cameras and for redirecting
exactly.
projectiles.
Write phone numbers on your arm. Mm-hmm.
Where you can see them.
Where you can see
them. Where you can see them. That includes if your hands are cuffed behind your back, write them where you can see them.
On your boob.
Don't talk to the cops.
Don't talk yep. to
Hey, don't talk to
the cops. Don't yep. talk to the cops.
Step one, don't talk to the cops. Don't exploit your workers.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Workers brought you the weekend. We're fighting to bring you a 3-day weekend every weekend, not just on a holiday weekend.
Yeah.
And
stay up, y'all.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
We all gonna be all right.
We all gonna be all right.
Together.
Together. Together. Yeah, for real.
Solid communities.
Individualism
can save us.
Is going to ruin us. The yes. only way out is through, and the only way through is together.
Wow, everyone's yep. so poetic.
And remember, solidarity.
I worked on that one for a long time.
I love
not
it.
Gonna lie. I really had to workshop that
I
one.
Oh.
And solidarity is support through action, not yes. just words. Support
solidarity,
through
not charity.
Action.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. All that said, the song I'm going to play at the end is called Welcome Apocalypse.
Hey.
By a band called Assemblage 23. And we just want to remember that the apocalypse is actually the pulling back of the veil. Okay. Like you guys, all of these guys are, you know, letting us know what's up so that we don't have to waste our breath convincing you anymore. Like we're all on the same page. Okay. Homeboy like created a theme. Okay. I mean, it is the end of the world, but it's also, let's just pull back the veil on the nonsense and rebuild a new world. Another world is possible. Yes. Another world is here. And let's see. Love y'all. Love you too. Love everybody out here. This is KMRD LP, Madrid, New Mexico. Lil Queen Trash Mouth Fridays, 10 to noon. Hot Diggity Saturdays, 5 to 7. Welcome to Heck and hashtag hours, respectively. Respectfully. Love y'all. Stay up. In the Cab Radio is produced by Jada White, a.k.a. Dream Queen. Original theme music produced by Baby Weekend Boys and Icky Mac the Beat Jugular. Learn more at In the Cab Radio at Linktree. Thank you so much for tuning in.